Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
This is every part of our lives are meant to be lived by the power that He gives us and to live out the reality of the cross, okay? All right, so that's the first command. Since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Then you got another admonition. Set your minds on things above, because you can have your heart, but your mind can drift. Now, nobody here knows anything about that, right? Your minds, you have perfect control of everything that happens in your head. It's amazing how I'll think about something. I'm not even thinking about recent services, and it just comes right back to things that we've talked about, how the Lord's given us a power to rule. But the first thing we got to rule is this, okay? So here's the same thing. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And do you think God would tell us that and not give us the power to do it? Absolutely not. So if we're not focused, if our minds are just here, there, and everywhere, or we're believing the wrong stuff, whose fault is that? Yeah. We've got to take ownership of where we're at and our own responsibility. Now, again, none of this is talking to people who ought to be way up here. We're in the process. We're growing, but these are the ways that we need to exercise ourselves in order to grow. God wants us not just to say, do this, do that. He wants us to understand and cooperate and lay hold of what Christ has laid hold of us for. Isn't that what Paul said in Philippians? He's laid hold of us, but now the stuff that we got to lay hold of. So we got to make choices, all right? Now, then he says, after setting your hearts and setting your minds, for you died. He goes right back to the foundation of the reality that if you have really, truly come to Christ, if you really have come to Christ, not just embrace some religious something, you died. It means laying down your life just as certainly as Jesus laid his life down, so we lay ours down. It is giving up one life in order to possess another. There's no other shortcut, no other way to say it. But that means that something happened when Jesus died. We have so become so connected to that it's as though we were there. Because in God's heart, we were. Something happened there that absolutely seals our destiny. But if we don't understand that, we're going to keep living out this old life, aren't we? That's the problem. God wants to absolutely set us free, and He's doing it. All right? But here's the foundation again. You died. And didn't stop there. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Even the devil can't find it. Praise God, with Christ in God. That's a pretty safe place, isn't it? When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Now, I'm going to turn back about three sheets here to the end of Philippians chapter 3. This is a scripture that kind of ties in with this. This is after the part where Paul talks about pressing forward and all of that. And he wants people to take note of what drives his life. His mind has been set on knowing Christ and knowing the reality of dying and living with Him and all of that, and pressing forward and saying, I haven't got there yet, but I'm doing it. And he says, I want you to follow that example. All right, verse 17, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. They don't want to die. They don't want to give up what they have here, what this old nature wants. All right? Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. In other words, their flesh. And their glory is in their shame. Boy, do we see that in our modern culture. All right? Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. That's exactly what he was talking about over in Colossians. All right? But our citizenship, now he gets into the issue. There are two kingdoms here. Which one are we citizens of? That needs to be an absolute clear-cut thing. And boy, when it's done, it will be. Everyone will be a citizen of one kingdom or the other. But God wants us to live as citizens of that other country. Even though we live here, we are citizens of heaven. All right? Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Even so, come Lord Jesus, transform all this. Especially when you get a little older, you begin to realize, Lord, this ain't working here. I need something fresh, need something new. But thank God for all that he's given us. But boy, what he's looking for is us to recognize what's going on and make choices, right? Okay? Now he gets into specifics, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the specifics, but put to death, therefore. So in other words, there are things that want to rise up and influence me and demand that I do this or do that or think this way or react this way. And I have the power, but I also have the responsibility to say, wait a minute, that's not part of my being a representative of Jesus. I have the power and the responsibility to say no to that, to recognize that and to say no. All right? Now, I'm going to read some of these things, and again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I want you to think about the things that I'm reading and ask yourself, is there anything here that you can do in the name of Jesus? Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality. There's nothing wrong with sex. God made it. But he made it as something that's holy and for a certain purpose. And the devil has gone haywire, perverting it in every possible way. Can you do something that you know is outside of his will and say, in Jesus' name, I'm going to do this? Not exactly. Impurity. Lust. See, that gets down into the heart and the mind, things people don't even see. Evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. You think about the people in this world that are so devoted to all the stuff that they can acquire and possess. I'm a trillionaire. You know, and you think about the rich fool in Jesus' words. He did all that stuff and then found out that he was going to die. Then who's that going to be? What was it all for? All right. We know those things. But anyway, so put to death all of these things. God has given, these things will try to arise in one form or another. Don't lie. They affect every one of us because we all still have this nature living, the old nature living in this flesh. And it will try to take control in some form or other. And the devil has all kinds of tricks to make it seem like, well, that's okay. I can do this. I can do that. And all he's trying to do is get that foothold we've heard so much about. But God is wanting us to wake up, to be connected to heaven, to realize we're here to live out his life. We're here to be his ambassadors. And again, it's not a part-time job. It means 24/7. Whatever I do, it needs to be in the name of Jesus. Can I think those thoughts in the name of Jesus? Ooh, it's gotten quiet. Something to think about, isn't it? We need the Lord to help us, don't we? None of this is told to God's people to make them feel dirty and worthless and hopeless. Not at all. But it sure is to point us in the right direction. All right? And of course, he says, because of these, the things that I just mentioned, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways. He's talking to people that were living, used to live like this. But God rescued them out. I don't know who all is going to hear this, but you may be one like just like this, and you've done worse than this. This has nothing to do with that's not an obstacle to God taking hold of your life and changing it forever. That's the power of the cross. But when he does it, we have the power to live for God and to live as his ambassadors in a broken world. And that's what God is looking for. Praise God. All right? You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. Now he gets into some other things, because it's not just deeds that are done, but it's the attitudes and the feelings and what happens in here so readily in all of us, one way or another. These things get in the way. You must rid yourselves of all such things as these. So this is not an exhaustive list, is it? And think about, could you have any one of these attitudes and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm angry at you? See, it's not coming from Jesus, is it? All right? You must rid yourselves of such things as these: anger, rage, malice. That's wanting something bad to happen to somebody, just being against them in your heart and your mind. You want to rejoice. You know, like some of the crazy people that rejoiced when in that recent assassination. All right? Boy, what kind of a spirit is behind that? Slander is when you're telling something that is absolutely a lie against somebody, and you're spreading something that isn't true. Slander. Filthy language. You think God wants to... Well, down there, doesn't he say, whatever you do in word and deed, I'm going to curse you out in the name of Jesus, because I just don't like what you just said. Ooh. Kind of getting I'm kind of meddling, aren't I? Well, the Lord's doing the meddling, but he loves us enough to meddle. Go for it, Lord. We need this. All right? So now it's attitudes and the way they boil out, because really you're getting into what's going on down in here. What is really going on in the inside? You can come and smile, but what's happening down here? Are you filled with anger? Are you filled with bitterness and unforgiveness and all those kinds of things? Then we're not exactly doing that in the name of Jesus, are we? It's not representing him. Okay? So now he says, do not lie to each other. There has to be a spirit of truth that God gives us with grace. He's going, always goes back to what God has done and what's happened when we came to Christ. If you really come to Christ, you gave up your life. You saw what it was really worth, and you saw what Christ had done and what he had given us, and you said, I want that. I'm willing to walk away from that.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.